News in brief. Iran's first vice president has warned that the flow of crude oil from the Strait of Hormuz could be stopped. Mohammad Reza Rahimi says Tehran will do so in case foreign sanctions are imposed on its oil exports. He added that Iran has no hostility toward other countries. Iran's navy is on the fourth day of the 10-day Velayat 90 maneuvers in international waters. The drills are being held from the strategic Strait of Hormuz at the mouth of the Persian Gulf to the north of the Indian Ocean. The Iranian navy is testing its latest hardware and tactics. Over 10,000 Israelis are expected to take part in a rally to protest the exclusion of women. The protesters are also angry at violence against girls and women by Haredi extremists. Several Orthodox Jews were detained on Monday as clashes erupted in the town of Beit Shemesh near Jerusalem al-Quds. Hamas Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh has urged the need for Palestinian unity. The top Hamas official says Palestinian factions must unite against those who attempt to hinder their reconciliation deal. Haniyeh is in Egypt as part of a tour of regional Muslim countries. The Arab League's monitoring mission currently visiting Syria's restive city of Homs says Damascus has been cooperative with the observers. They say Syrian authorities have given them access to different locations without restriction. Earlier this month, Syria signed a protocol to admit the monitors to investigate the months-long unrest. In Saudi Arabia, security forces have shot and wounded four people during a raid on houses in Awamiya in the eastern province. The troops are reported to have used live ammunition. They surrounded a hospital where the injured protesters are being treated. Eastern province is a focal point of anti-regime protests. Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari has urged the nation to foil what he describes as conspiracies against democracy. He was addressing a ceremony marking the anniversary of Benazir Bhutto's murder. The address was a reaction to rising tensions with the military. Islamabad accuses the army of plots to overthrow the government. And supporters of the World Hindu Council have protested in the Indian capital, New Delhi. The demonstration is against the possible ban of the Hindu holy book in Russia's eastern Siberia. A Siberian court is hearing a petition by a group linked to the Christian Orthodox Church that alleges the book is extremist literature.